Mr. Vyshinsky, could you please summarize the main barriers to innovation faced by small and medium enterprises in Central Europe?
I would say there are two or three major problems, and one, probably the biggest problem, is the access to the information, access to know-how, because the small and medium enterprises or micro enterprises haven't got enough capacity for implementing, for finding information, for researching, for finding opportunities and chances for innovation. The other aspect is human resources and financial problems for to finance investment into transfer of technology or innovation. And the third problem is that the framework in which the SMEs work or have to act is suboptimally, I would say, developed. It means that at least triple helix structure on the regional level should be much more integrated, and it means that administration, authorities, business, and science should work much closer together, and they should be supported very strongly by business development organizations.
And which solution is it possible to adopt for achieving better results in terms of innovation and tech transfer?
I would surely say, or would like to say, is that I suppose on the supporting level, there should be a change of paradigm from the sectoral support, sectoral branch supports, to the cross-sectoral support. It means, for example, that there should be developed clear criteria for the projects to be supported that creates the longest channel and the biggest impact on the regional economy. It means, as an example, right now, that for example, combination of electromobility with the tourism, agriculture, so regional products and software could create synergy effects between all those sectors, and suddenly we can say that we could have innovation, new technology in traditional sectors, traditional branches, what is absolutely added value.